to Library Out Loud with your host, Jane Baker. Jane has 7 years working at the Spokane County Library District as a communication and development director. Library Out Loud is about any and all things that are happening at the Library District. Library Out Loud is brought to you in part by STCU and SCLD. Now, here's your host, Jane Baker.
Hello and welcome to Library Out Loud. I'm Jane Baker with the Spokane County Library District. It's been a while, so it's nice to be back. And hello again, and thanks for joining us. With me today is Stephanie Hughes. Stephanie is a volunteer with Valley Fest, and Valley Fest is our topic for today. So very excited to talk about it because there is so much happening. If you haven't seen it, look for one of these. This is the Valley Fest publication, and it tells you all kinds of things going on, and you need a whole publication because there is so much going on. So let's get in and start talking about it. First of all, it's the 30th anniversary, 30th birthday of Valley Fest.
30 years of making this event happen, and it is a real community event with over 200 volunteers.
Wow.
Possibly about 5,000 hours of volunteer time go into producing all the different events. We have about 20 committees, so there's every single event has its own committee chair, and we come all together and we make 3 days of fun in the Spokane Valley. That it's inexpensive, it's mostly free. As far as it is free, there's a few events on Sunday, the multi-sport events, mm-hmm. where registration is needed, but it's really an opportunity for the whole community to come down and enjoy the Spokane Valley.
Mm-hmm. And anybody who has not been to Valley Fest yet, to hear 20 committees and 3 days, you're really missing out because it is quite an event that's happening.
Yes.
Let's dive in and start talking about some of the exciting things. So everything starts Friday night, and that's Friday, September 20th. With a pre-parade party, because there is a parade on Friday night.
Downtown Spokane Valley, mm-hmm. From University to Pines, road gets closed down.
Mm-hmm.
And all
on Sprague.
On Sprague, excuse me. Yes. all the floats start coming in, and it's the Lion Club's bed race.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, with Canopy's help, they have come in, and we're going to have a swinging in the dance party there. We're going to have a Zamorama, excuse me if I pronounced that wrong, but it's jugglers and unicycles and all kinds of fun activity. And then all those restaurants downtown, you can go in and visit mm-hmm. them and have dinner before the parade,
mm-hmm.
and that starts at 7:30.
Uh-huh.
It's a torchlight parade, or I should say a night parade, which is kind of special, and people come to our parade just because of that reason.
It is in the evening, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of fun. So there's a party. It sounds almost like a circus type of atmosphere, and then the Lions Club bed race,
mm-hmm.
the Hearts of Gold parade,
yep.
and that starts at 7:30, and again, it goes around Sprague from University to Pines,
mm-hmm.
Short little parade,
yes.
Nice straight line,
mm-hmm.
And lots of room on both sides of the street so you could come watch.
Yes, and it actually is an opportunity to see the elementary school kids come out, and mm-hmm. they're afloat. The Kiwanis comes out, they're afloat. So all sorts mm-hmm. of different people are there.
Mm-hmm.
The Inlander is there, and they're coming out with their car. So it's a fun activity, and everybody kind of gathers and highlights their organization.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I want to take a moment to plug the Spokane County Library District.
Yes.
We're also in the parade. We've been in the parade every year, and this year we have our book cart drill team. Mm-hmm. So you can see librarians in choreography. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay, yeah.
So that's all Friday night. And then Saturday starts up again, and it starts up early with a pancake breakfast at 7:30 in the morning, and that's at Center Place.
Yeah, so Center Place really has its own activities. The park, Mirabeau Point Park, has its own activities
mm-hmm.
on Saturday. So it's using that whole campus area.
Yeah.
And so let me start by parking. Let's talk about parking for a minute. So we have opportunities. You can park at the mall,
mm-hmm.
and there's a free STA bus that will take you to Valley Fest. So that's mm-hmm. an opportunity.
That's great.
Pinecroft, which is that whole business district, They let us park there, and lots of people come and walk in.
Mm-hmm.
So there, and then we also have shuttles if you need it for getting around if maybe you need a little bit of, don't want to walk, let's mm-hmm. just say. So those are available too.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back to Center Place. It's full of so many things I can't even. Okay, let's start. Pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
And then after that, outside of Center Place is the car show. Mm-hmm. And that starts happening, they start coming around 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The step up for Down Syndrome walk
mm-hmm.
is then at 10 o'clock over there in front of Discovery Park. And then
okay.
we've got, so you can have your kind of breakfast and then go do the walk if that's something that's interests you. And then outside there, there's live music that starts on the back patio stage of Center Place. And that happens all the way until like 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
There's different breweries that come in. So lots of choices for food right there on the back patio stage at Center Place.
Right. Yes, I see. Ale Fest.
Yes, Ale Fest.
Okay.
And then... So we've got, yes, okay, so then what happens also is the fishing at the falls comes kind of in the afternoon, or
mm-hmm.
I think it starts at 10-ish, yeah, 10-ish over there. So that whole space, but then there's also robotics. So what happens is, I believe it's, let's see here, hold on, 11 to 5, we want to check that. So go visit the Valley Fest website for all the specific details. That's valleyfest.org, O-R-G. Mm-hmm. But, let's see here, the robotics day, it's so fun. So it's the international year. Well, the UN has said it's the international year of the periodic table.
Okay.
It's the 150th birthday of the periodic table.
Wow.
And we're celebrating it at Valley Fest
okay.
this year. Yeah. So many things, like I said. So at robotics, there's going to be lots of periodical table opportunities. And then this is where you do want to go to the website, because there's lots of opportunities for robotics and mm-hmm. STEM education.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a kid that just loves any kind of STEM or Legos, there's going to be lots of opportunities, free opportunities to expose them to STEM and robotics.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening.
There's a quick list here. I'm going to interject and
Thank
say
you.
There's going to be a Radical Rick. He's on Channel 6. He's also been on this program. He does a lot of great stuff for kids. Science. It's fun stuff, so kids don't realize they're learning science. But Radical Rick will be there. Also, chemistry and the periodic table, as you said. Geology and the periodic table. And also, Joe Bruce, who is the NASA ambassador. He's going to be there talking space. So
it's a great
STEM
day.
And robotics type mm-hmm. things for the kids, for the whole family.
Yeah, it's a really fun, lots of people come out to that event.
Great.
But then, finally, in the evening, they leave. And in the evening, it's country swing dance up at Center Place. And this is a competition where they dance away, and the winner gets lots of yummy prizes. And
serious dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So come on out to that for in the evening, on Saturday evening at Center Place.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. So now how many stages are there? You said there was one on the patio of Center Place.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know there's one in the meadow at the park.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the two stages?
Then there's the family stage.
Oh,
so
okay.
we've got three stages of live entertainment.
That's
like
exciting.
What we like to say. So the family stage is more our local kids and highlighting what they do.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of opportunities for dance teams to show off. This one, though, the taiko
drums.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
they're going to be there, and then they're also going to be perform, and then they're going to be on the side so that the kids can actually hit the drums. So that'll be a fun opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay, the interactive activities at Valley Fest on that Saturday at Marabou Point Park are enormous. We've got human foosball. So the kids love this. Long time ago, we had a Boy Scout make a human foosball, and the kids get to go in there and play foosball during the event.
That's
a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Spokane Gymnastics comes out, and they bring all sorts of things for kids to jump around and play on. So that's there. And I would go to the website again. It's mm-hmm. Interactive Activities, and it has the list. Spokane Aerial will be there doing all sorts of acrobatics from hoops and up high and lots of fun activities that day. in the park on Saturday.
So bring the whole family in. It won't be boring for the kids at all.
Not at all. Yeah.
Be
and
busy.
There'll be lots of food booths there, yummy food booths. So lots of food.
Always lots of food. And there's always vendors and things to peruse through and look at. And a lot of local things, too. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So that sounds great. And then you mentioned the family stage. I see that Cecil's Magic's going to be there. So there'll be magician and dancing and local songwriters, Dance Unlimited. Oh my, so much, so much stuff going on. And then we have even more happening on Sunday. First, I want to check and see, do we need to take a break before we get to talking about Sunday? Yes,
we're going to. Okay. Actually, I want to back up. Can we still talk about Saturday?
Sure.
Okay. In the park, Lego Movie 2 is our outdoor movie.
Okay.
It's by the falls. It's by Mirabeau Falls and right there by Center Place. 7:30, that happens, outdoor movie. That's a popular thing to happen.
Oh, that's great.
And I think, have I covered? Oh, there is going to be astronomy. Astronomy happens during the day. You get to see the sun, and they point things up in the sun. And then at night, they have the telescopes out, and they can see all sorts of night things.
Oh,
so that's
another
opportunity to look at stuff and have some kind of activity in the nighttime. And then the Center Place patio stage will also have that live music going on till 11 at night.
So many things.
So Saturday's done. So can we talk Sunday now?
Yeah.
Okay,
Sunday, wake up. Well,
okay.
I think we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and talk about Sunday. You're listening to Library Out Loud.
Welcome to Tom Sawyer Country Coffee.
Tom Sawyer Country Coffee only roasts the finest organic coffee for our signature blends. Enjoy a cup at our coffee shop and local businesses and organizations across the region.
I'm Tom Sawyer, and we choose the Pacific Northwest.
What? You haven't been to the library lately? Stop in today and see that the library is more than books. Spokane County Library District facilities feature on-site technology, including Wi-Fi, computers, and printers, as well as free use of meeting rooms. The Library District offers events and programs for all ages, from story times to career development and employer classes to Social Security workshops. Our staff is well-trained and happy to help. Find out more about your library at scld.org.
I'm Jade Becker, and I'm a senior at Chewila High School. I'm at STCU's Money Live event. In this scenario that we played today, I was a realtor. My spouse was a city worker. We had an 11-month-old child, and there was a lot of spending for that child, like diapers and formula and had to buy toys and clothing. I'm very glad that I had this experience. It was super helpful. You need this to get far and ahead in life. I'm Jade Becker, and STCU is here for good.
Welcome back to Library Out Loud. I'm Jane Baker with the Spokane County Library District, and today talking with me is Stephanie Hughes. Stephanie is a volunteer with Valley Fest, who's celebrating their 30th year this year, and there's so much going on. And I do want to emphasize again that you are a volunteer. How long have you been a volunteer with Valley Fest?
I started 10 years ago.
Wow.
Peggy Deering is the volunteer extraordinaire,
mm-hmm.
and you get under her wing, and she just keeps you going mm-hmm. with the volunteering, and
yes.
she's got a huge staff of volunteers. There's so many committees, there's so many events, that there's all sorts of people that are doing their job, and then they all come together mm-hmm. and support Valley Fest and support Peggy.
The entire event is done by volunteers,
mm-hmm.
and Peggy Deering, if you live in the Spokane, well, even if you live anywhere in Spokane, whether it's the Valley or not, you know Peggy Deering, and she is a great community asset, and
yes.
she has put this together, and it's been a labor of love for her.
Yes, she's started with Valley Fest as the cotton candy lady.
Is that right?
And she's moved up all over these years, so we're celebrating 30 years, which is such a fun thing, a community festival that's happening for 30 years.
Yeah,
and it really is, because the whole entire community comes together in the Spokane Valley.
Yes, it's great. And then, so we've talked about Friday night and with the parade and the parties and the bed race, and then talking about Saturday, and so many things going on Saturday. And as you said, valleyfest.org
mm-hmm.
is the website to go to, or pick up one of these.
They're on newsstands.
They're on newsstands. I happen to see one in the Valley Current.
Yep.
I believe I saw it in the Inlander as well. So
we've got ads in the Inlander that list all the events.
Yep. So check that out or go to the website and see all the things happening. No matter what age your family, your kids are, or even if their kids are grown or you don't have any kids, this is an event to go to. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. So let's talk about Sunday.
Okay.
What's happening on Sunday, September
21st.
22nd.
There we go. Turn the page. All right.
Oh, here's more. Okay. So what's happening on Sunday? Sunday is an active day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, but let me say this is a fun one that I just kind of actually learned about because you're just constantly adding more things. We're having the Spokane Symphony is coming and they're having an instrument petting zoo.
Oh,
and that's going to
awesome.
Be Saturday and Sunday as well. So during the booth's open space time at Mirabeau Point Park.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to happen. So you'll get to interact with the instruments that the Spokane Symphony gets to play with. And that's a great
opportunity.
Exactly. And they also have, we'll also have animals too. So there's a little bit of both on there on both Saturday and Sunday. But mostly the booths start opening up at 11 on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, Valley has Multisport Sunday, and it's a competitive race at Plants Ferry, actually the triathlon, because many of us don't like water, maybe. We can boat the Spokane River, bike, ride along the river on there on Wellesley, and then run along the Centennial Trail for our boat, bike, run triathlon.
Oh, that sounds like
a great way to just take in all the greatness of our beauty of our town, of our river.
Mm-hmm.
And the runners run along the Centennial Trail. There's a 5K and a 10K, so register now this weekend for that. And then there's a duathlon where they run, bike, and run. So lots of opportunities. Sunday morning, 8 a.m., that kind of kicks off, gets going, gets us all up in the morning. And then the festival happens at Mirabeau Point Park at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at Center Place, we've got Tot Fest. And this is geared toward our younger families, 0 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in that age and you're trying to, or their kids are in that age and you want more information, Tot Fest. And lots of activities for those little guys too at Tot Fest. And that is going to be from 11 to 3 at Center Place on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to go, Tot Fest is great
and
that's awesome. The library is also involved with Tot Fest
excellent.
As well.
Yes.
So
always
there for the education thing. I want to step back to the triathlon and the duathlon.
Yeah, so two, run and bike.
And so there's still time to register for those.
Yes, and in fact, do it by Monday and you'll get a t-shirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
So your deadline kind of, let's say, is Monday.
Okay, so now if you were doing the triathlon and you're not swimming but you get the kayak, do you have to bring your own kayak?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We do want you to bring your own kayak and your own life jacket and your own helmet, please.
Oh, well, that makes sense there. Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, your own bike and things like that.
Yes.
So, okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then there's more music.
Meadow Stage
Sunday.
And Family Stage are both opening up, and so there's lots of live entertainment there. Okay, I do want to go back on Saturday on the Meadow Stage.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't know this, but we timed it really well. National Dance Day. And all over the country on that Saturday, the 21st, at noon, is you can go to the Valley Fest website, get the dance routine, and we're all going to perform it together.
Oh, that sounds great.
I know. So to celebrate National Dance Day. And I think if we are really good, we'll get on maybe on a TV show. And they'll be showing lots of things. So if they find a good dancer, they might air on TV.
Oh, that's fun.
So it's kind of a funny thing. That's
that is funny. National Dance Day.
Yes. Okay. Then what's also happening on Saturday and Sunday is, let's flip the page, the Flamingo. Okay. This is a new one.
Flamingo Rescue.
Yes, this is one of my new activities.
Okay.
I did not know this, but I'm learning too, that there's a lot of people who have flamingos that need to be rescued. And so, and what they are is in your yard, right? You're those plastic flamingos that are in your yard.
Okay.
There's a lot of them that are in need of repair.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a booth at Valley Fest. You can bring your flamingos and we will repair them right up, apparently. And that's something that's happening. You can also buy a flamingo, and the proceeds from that will go to our Valley Fest Children's Foundation. And I would like to plug that. So it's an opportunity, it's a foundation that gives grants to kids that maybe want kung fu or new shoes for football or something. Mm-hmm. And it's a need-based grant, and you go through your school counselor and you submit it to Valley Fest. And so we have a great foundation, and the Flamingo Rescue Funds will go to our Children's Foundation.
Oh, what a great idea.
It's a new one, and we're always looking for great new ideas at the festival.
That's a lot of fun. I had no idea about flamingos needing rescue.
I did not know that either.
But they need rescue, and it's for an excellent cause.
Yes, exactly.
I had no idea that Valley Fest did those kind of grants to kids.
Yes. It's actually Umpqua Bank has given money every year. So yeah, there's an opportunity for kids.
Wow.
So if they're looking for it, go to the Valley Fest website, valleyfest.org, mm-hmm. and they have information for you, all on the Children's Foundation.
Oh, that's great. Not only is it a great community event that brings the community together, there's these opportunities to help kids who need.
Yes, very much so. Yes. That's kind of our mission. Valley Fest is to provide free entertainment for those who can't otherwise get it, and mm-hmm. we keep building on it and building mm-hmm. on it, and mm-hmm. it's really fun.
And we'll be looking for more flamingos
yes.
in the yards.
Yes,
that,
I know.
Right? Sunday is also Responsible Dog Ownership Day.
Yes. That's a huge event.
That is huge.
Yes, we have lots of dogs that come. Uh-huh. The fun one is in the morning, they have the frisbee toss and lots of competition there. We have lots of dogs or dog owners that come out early for that one. Mm-hmm. But then the whole day, it's teaching us how to be good, responsible dog owners. So bring your mm-hmm. pets, bring them on leash, and come on out to Responsible Dog Ownership Day, sponsored by AKC.
Yes.
This is the name. Amazama. Thank
okay.
you. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. So they are going to come with juggling and all sorts of fun circus events, and so be really fun to see.
And that's on Sunday the 22nd.
Yes.
Great.
And I believe there's on Saturday too.
There is so much
Isn't
happening
it fun?
This
yeah,
year.
Yeah,
there's so much happening this year. And then I see here the Otis Orchards Maleteers, a group of 4th through 6th graders from Otis Orchards Elementary, and they travel around and play marimbas. There's things happening that you don't see every day or that you might not be aware of, and so it's a great way to come see some of the stuff that's happening in our community and the cool things especially the kids are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is very cool. 4th through 6th grade, and they play the marimbas and travel around, and they are on the stage on Sunday. So, and some local musicians from the Valley are there, and Crowbar, a great band that plays at the library sometimes.
Yeah,
and,
Saturday, Deja mm-hmm. Eagletail is coming. She is a Grammy Award-winning artist.
She is.
And
I saw her here. Yep.
She's coming, so that's really exciting. She'll be there Saturday.
That's right, and she is on the main stage.
Yeah,
there,
she's
right?
on the main stage.
Right,
so that'll be fun.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
It's going to be a great weekend.
It is a great weekend.
We encourage everybody, not just in the Valley, but Northside, come out to Valley Fest, make a drive.
Sure.
And it's real easy. Come out. We're right next to the YMCA. Kind of start there. You can park there, or you can park at the Spokane Valley Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. take the shuttle.
Let's say that again, that the shuttle does pick up at the mall, mm-hmm. and it'll take you over to Center Place and Marabou Park. Parking's free, mm-hmm. and the shuttle ride, I'm assuming, is free.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's a great help from Spokane Transit to come do that. And the Pinecroft Business Park, that's right there off of Pines. That's great that they let you park mm-hmm. there, too. So Valley Fest, unbelievable. You know, thank you for the work
you,
that
Jane.
You do.
Yeah.
Not only are you helping Peggy and Valley Fest, this is a way to give to the entire community. And what a gift.
Yeah, it's what been a great. Gift. It's been 10 years I've been with the organization, and it really is. It's really, good community festival, and it's affordable and just a lot of activity and fun, so come on out.
And if somebody wants to come help this year, is it too late?
No.
Okay.
I'm looking for volunteers on Sunday.
Okay.
So, give us a call. again, website, valleyfest.org. You can register there and say, hey, I want to volunteer for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Mm-hmm. There's opportunities. Or just call us or email us, info@valleyfest.org.
Perfect. So there's still time to get involved and help
Definitely.
Out. Stephanie, thank you for joining me today
and talking
about all these things that are going on. There's so much. And I know that we didn't get to everything that's
but
happening.
But we got to a lot. So I appreciate your time here. And thank you so much for having us.
We drank enough coffee that we got through that. And yes, thank you. And thank you for the work you do in the community and for joining us today.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Check out Valley Fest coming September 20th through the 22nd. And that's at the Mirabeau Park and the Center Place area in the Spokane Valley. For Library Out Loud, I will see you next time. I'm Jane Bradley for the Spokane County Library District. Have a great day.
Thanks for watching. Library Out Loud is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksMedia.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Library Out Loud is sponsored by our friends at the Spokane County Library District and STCU. Ask Jane a question, recommend a guest, or hear this program again on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Spokane Talks Media.